Hi, I'm Uncle Bonehead. I'm tired, I'm beaten, and I'm worn out, and I'm dying. More on that in a minute. Let's get this show on the road. Turn it up, feel the sound, break the chains. Your voice, your choice, no data in vain. Liberty tunes where the free arts collide. Sorry for the clickbait intro, I guess you can call it. I'm not really actually dying in reality. Some of you may have noticed that it's been a minute since there's been an actual episode of Liberty Tunes. Like a couple of months, actually. More than a minute. But the reason why is because I'm working my ass off. In fact, I'm at work right now recording this. And there's a shit ton of other stuff going on in my personal life, too, that is holding me back from doing episodes. Pretty much just have time nowadays to write the music and put the songs out. In fact, if you pay attention to the songs and the subjects of the songs that are coming out, you'll notice that, you'll be clued in to exactly what's going on in my personal life. It's got nothing to do with work, really. Work is really good. In fact, I'm very grateful to have the job that I do have. And work for the company that I do work for, because they are very understanding, and the notifications are very annoying, but I gotta leave them on because in case the phone rings. But like I said, I am here physically in the office recording this, and it's. My life is like, okay, I've been married for three times, okay? I've had a couple of serious girlfriends in there somewhere. And it wasn't never anything stupendously serious with them. I got married with the three wives that I had. First marriage lasted not even a year. The second marriage lasted for like 7-8 months. And my last marriage has lasted 22 years. And I've come to realize that no matter how much you trust someone or how much you think you know them, you don't know them. So let's suffice it to say, if you're a male, don't trust women. If you're thinking of getting married, let me give you a tip. Marry your best friend. Marry someone you know really, really well, preferably one you probably grew up with. One that you know exactly what they mean just by looking at their eyes. Just say trust and respect are the two things that are the foundation of a marriage. It's not how hot she looks. It's not how hot he looks. It's It's all based on the trust and the respect you can give each other. If you can't give each other the respect, don't waste your time. The other things that I've got going on, I'm shooting, I've got a long-term goal to relocate. That, not that you guys care where I'm at, but I would probably like to be in a more freedom-loving state, one that doesn't. I mean, they're not. None of them are absolute free or anything like that. But there are a few that are a little more freedom respecting and a little more sovereign respecting. They are out there. One of them's like really freaking big, and it's really hot. Not just in temperature, but really hot and like, you know, the social circles. And my luck, the lucky thing is that the company I work for has a lot going on down there. Both the parent company and the company that I actually do work for. So I could pretty much work anywhere. But, yeah. I digress. I want to play some music for you. Just so you know, I got two songs. They are live versions. Live by Rebel. They're not actually going to come out. I'm working on two live albums, one for By Rebel, one for Bare Nocturne, and I don't think I'm going to get them done until roughly June, mid to late June, just to be on the safe side. Another one that I've got coming up, I'm working on, is Billy Bobtail Persona is going to have his very first full-length album called Foundations. That is, all the songs are dedicated to the people that got their hands actually dirty building this country. And it's going to be released on July 4th. And see, there's another Vance Vegas album that's coming soon. Not sure if it's going to be next week, maybe the week after. The week that I'm recording this, you are hearing I think it's By Rebel's Riot is being released on Substack right now. The other thing is, I really need to change my screensaver because it keeps popping up while I'm trying to record this. The other thing is, there's going to be a new Raven Sky coming. And then after all that, roughly somewhere the first week or two of July, that's what I've all that I've got planned out for music. It's not going to be every day. I'm sure there's going to be a couple of times that I take a week off in there somewhere, 2 weeks off in there from the Liberty Beats feed. The problem I'm running into with the live stuff is getting the continuity between the songs. And I'm loving the way that I'm getting the live feeling. I'm able to get the banter, on stage banter going on. It's fun. It's just fun to do. Another thing is, there is a website. I do believe it's already started being built. I don't know for sure yet. Somebody has started building a website that looks like OmniCorp internal website, and it's been hacked by Byte Rebel. It's got some fancy animations and stuff. That's not open yet. I will let you know when it is out. There is also on I2P a site set up to share by Revel and everybody's music on there. I do appreciate you guys, everybody that likes the music. I'm enjoying doing it. I love writing it. And I'm enjoying the lore that's coming up around it. It's pretty dang cool. Pretty damn cool. Anyways, let's do Billy Bobtail. I don't know if you guys remember, but I did a song called Hammer On Down. And I wrote the song originally in real life, like probably 15, 20 years ago when I was driving truck. But I could never sing it because I suck at singing. So I ran it through Suno. I played the guitar track, uploaded it to Suno, and it spit out a song, and I stuck it out there in Jimmy Jackknife's persona. Well, I redid it with Billy Bobtail because Billy Bobtail's a little heavier, he's a little more grittier, and he gives the song a little bit more fire. And it's a little more danceable, too. So check this out, Hammer.
I'm tearing through the dark, the asphalt screams beneath me. Every mile, a story of our dreams left to bleed. She's waiting at the line, her patience worn and thin. I can't let this love die, can't let it end.
Against time, against
Now, the reason I'm playing these songs is because you're not going to hear them for a while on Liberty Beats. Like I said, Hammer, you're probably not going to hear till like July. And the same with these two live songs coming up. It's interesting. Now, I said earlier in the intro that I was dying. And then I came back and said that's, you know, I was just clickbait. No, seriously, that's, to be honest, I am dying. I am going to use this time, okay, this for the next year. This is my goal, is that for the next year is to relocate, start my life over. My personal life, my professional life is going to stay the same. I'm going to be doing what I continue to do until they fire me. Which hopefully they don't really do that, because I really kind of need a place to stay right now. But anyways, because I'm basically living in the terminal at the yard. I've got a mattress and pillows and all the fun stuff. I am fully self-contained. I've got the older of my computers here, which, by the way, I have my good Optiplex at the house, and checked the logs last weekend when I got home, and somebody had been trying to log into it, and it wasn't me, because the times that they were logging into it, I was sitting here at my desk at work. So that's interesting. But there is now a webcam installed on that computer, and it takes a picture anytime there's a login or the screen gets unlocked. So, how do you like me now, bitch? Anyways, like I said, I'm taking this opportunity in my life to start over. I'm actually working out. I am doing push-ups and squats and stuff like that every 2 hours that I am awake. I don't exactly hit the goal every time, not gonna lie. You know, work comes first during the business day. It is now 10 after 7, so I've got another hour and 50 minutes. No, I've got another 50 minutes until I got to do it again. My coworker Jesse, he is a ex-drill sergeant in the Army, or former drill sergeant in the Army, I guess, correct terminology. And he was also a medic. And he is being a real dick about it and making me work at it. Every 2 hours, he'll hit me with either a text or whatever. He does it on the weekends, too. Thank you, Jesse, by the way. But anyways, I digress. It's been a wild ride the last couple of months, and it's not even over. And it's not anywhere near being over. It's going to be a while. But like I said, I'm taking this opportunity, and I think Uncle Bonehead is going to die. Not because, you know, everybody knows the name Uncle Bonehead. It's not a common name on the internet. I mean, there is an Uncle Bonehead that does actual music, and he's, you know, semi-pro, you know, mid-tier type thing. But I don't think he does anything anymore. He does some really good stuff, too, by the way. If you guys run across him, he spells his name with UNCLE Bonehead. You know, mine is UNKLE Bonehead. But yeah, it's been a very long ride for podcasting, internet, radio, other things, you know, the YouTube. There's many YouTube channels that I've gotten kicked off of, and Twitch channels, and Twitter, Instagram. I didn't get kicked off of TikTok. I closed my TikTok account, but I did open a new one just recently. I was going to release I was going to do it for Riot, and then I decided not to do it because I just despise TikTok. So I'm going to continue to post stuff on Substack and probably on I2P once I get a place to actually put a site up and can have I2P running all the time to where I can help out the network. I don't have it here because I am on here because I am at the terminal. I am not online right now with my computer. I will not touch my employer's network with my personal computer because that would be just stupid and dumb because all the things that I do with my computer online. I digress. As far as having a name, I don't really have plans on really anything. If anything, I don't want to say I'm by rebel, but I am a by rebel. I'm becoming more and more like him. In the, yeah, if you could become a fictional character's name in real life, my attitude, my thoughts and opinions have always been pretty much by rebel, but it's become undeniable now. So the thing is, I couldn't actually be by rebel. I am way too old to be by rebel. I'm about 20 years too old to be by rebel. But the thing is, I just want to get rid of the Uncle Bonehead name. Because Uncle Bonehead was a fun dude. He liked his freedom, and he liked his stuff. But now it's to the point where I'm dropping weight. I'm down to 251 pounds, or 54 pounds, I'm sorry. Probably that was my last weigh-in back on April 23rd, 254, but I've obviously lost since then because I'm down to my smallest pants I had were 42s. I noticed today that I can't keep them up without a belt, so I'm gonna have to start wearing these pants with a belt. I did buy some new shirts over the weekend, and I forgot them at the house. But I did try them on when I was there. They're 2Xs instead of my usual 3 and 4 and 5Xs. And, dude, it is wild. I can't believe it. I mean, like around the midsection, you know, I usually stretch them out. My shirts, even at the 3 and 4Xs, I would stretch them out because I didn't like feeling the fabric on my stomach in my midsection. I put these 2Xs on over the weekend, and I didn't feel the fabric on my midsection. It was the weirdest thing I've experienced in the last 30 years. It made no sense at all to me. It felt good. And I don't know if I should go with the Bite Rebel persona or Vance Vegas. Vance Vegas fits my personal lifestyle more. But then again, so does Bite Rebel. So I don't know. But either way, I do have a song that's on the next Vance Vegas CD or CD album that's going to be released here in a couple of weeks. But it's it kind of explains everything. And it's called FTB. FTB stands for Fuck That Bitch.
System check, audit initiated. Retag the legacy, clear the floor. On a 3-inch bed, living on the scraps of the lies you fed. I was the torque, the grease and the gear, while you were the parasite harvesting fear. The logs are in, the data is stone. I'm reclaiming the seat on my own damn throne. The ledger is black, the ink has dried. I'm taking back the life that you bled inside. Compliance failure! I'm breaking the law of a toxic legacy that's reached its end. I'm not your ATM, I'm not your friend. Compliance failure! Heading home, I'm getting out of here. Total severance, absolute finality. Redact the memory. Dropped the parasitic feeding has officially
been talking for like 32 minutes already. I'm doing this. I'm winging it with no notes. Just making up the script out of my head. Some of you say you don't like it when I do that because I stumble over my words, but that's the old Bonehead. Why don't you guys, I'll give you a challenge, okay? Because, see, here's the deal. Over the next year, I've already started this. I'm like 2 or 3 months into this already. I'm destroying my old kingdom. And I am rebuilding a new kingdom. So, my world is going to be underneath my control. Not somebody else's. Because I am the prize. Not somebody else. I'm the prize. And that's the way you guys need to be. You, especially when it comes to your sovereignty and your freedom. Stop bending over and just taking shit. Stand up for yourself. It's not that freaking hard to say no. When they say, give me your digital ID, you say no. When they say you have to have digital ID, you say no. What are they going to do? Seriously. We have, they can force you by not letting you do all that shit. Do you really need to do all that shit? Seriously. Do you really need to be online? You do realize that the world existed. This is going to be hard for some of you young people. Like you Gen Y and Gen Z and even the millennials. But the world existed for thousands and thousands of years. Human history existed before the 90s when the internet was invented. It's not hard. You don't have to let them take your shit away. Just grow up. You know, that's actually a good segue into this next song from By Rebel, nonetheless. It's grow a spine. It's No Bones, and this is live from Sovereign Stadium.
Sovereign Arena! Look at you! They spent billions trying to map your DNA! The structure of the resistance. If you got a spine that won't bend for the stack, I want to see you move it.
In the circuits of the city, neon glowing digital skies, where the data sold in bytes, they monetize our lives. They call it progress, but it's stuff to heist in plain sight. You're the product, not the user, in their endless day to night. No bones, no bones, they strip you down to code. Do you even read? Hey! Hidden in the fine print, they plant the seed. Your life, your love, your daily grind, all of it. Everything is up for sale, but you can fight, you can resist. With every bite, you can prevail. No bones, no bones, they strip you down to code. Wake up, just a number on the road. No bones.
deception, encrypt your existence. Self-host, reclaim your resistance from the shadows of service. We will rise, we're not done. In the cyberpunk night, we'll dance to no other's drums. So switch up their systems, go rogue, go free. Use the tools of rebellion, let them see that we're not just data, we're not just bones. We're the rebellion, not the digital clones. Yeah. No bones, no bones, in this metal night we'll stand. No bones, no bones, with our voices we command. We're the bright rebel, we're the data's new dawn. No bones, no bones, be the cyberpunk reborn. Look at yourselves! No bending! Every person in this stadium is a structural threat to the stack. Keep that spine straight when you walk out those doors tonight. Stay hard! Stay rebel! We are the foundation! In the digital age, be the one who is the dictate.
Now you see what I mean? Is it sounds really good. I'm impressed with it. It's got a few little quirks, like at the beginning he said Sovereign Arena. And I think that was my fault when I was writing the script and the word lyrics. I'm sorry, I'm not drinking. I'm in the office. I'm honest. I just got the hiccups for some reason. But anyways, back to the deal. Right now, I'm doing all of this with our $4.19 a gallon gas. Thank you. Fucking retarded. Got to distract from the Epstein files so we can, you know, so we go into Iran, start a war in the Middle East, so we can keep them gas prices up and give everybody something to talk about other than Epstein. Fucking bullshit. But anyways, pardon my French. I said I wasn't going to talk about politics tonight, and I just did. Imagine that. Anyways, I made it 40 minutes without talking about politics, and here we are. I still got to talking about politics. Well, what do you expect? It's the Liberty Tunes podcast. What do you expect? I digress. I'm doing this. I am doing this by staying over on this side of the state and here all week, strapped to the gills with no cash. By the time I pay for gas and my medications and a little bit of groceries, I am down to roughly around $20 a week that I am basically living on. And I'm actually surprised I haven't recorded more podcasts before now. The problem is I've been involved in the music. I literally sit in here, work on songs from 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, till roughly 11, 12 o'clock at night, and then I try to go to bed. So I haven't slept a whole lot, but when I do sleep, it is pretty much relaxing, and it feels good. That mattress is so much comfortable than the one I got at the house, in my office at home. The one I got at the house is literally only 3 or 4 inches thick. It's more like a mattress topper sitting on top of some a box springs, and with very, very wide slats, so you can, when you lay down on the mattress on the bed, you can feel like your ass cheeks sink down between the slats of the box spring. But I've lived that way for the last eight years. Ever since, you know, I got the thing stuck in my chest, and didn't realize it back then, but I sure do realize it now that I'm a ghost in my own home. And even though I am choosing to rebuild and start over, I'm putting myself first, because this thing that I got to put in my chest, that beats for me now. It keeps me alive. And it's, I'm not living for anybody else. I'm obviously living for myself first, because I already said I am the prize. So if I end up going and doing it all alone, I'm good with that. But I do know that it is, you know, it is possible that there could be somebody that proves themselves worthy enough to jump into the role of being the queen to my king. I don't know if that will ever happen. I honestly don't. And at this point, I really don't fucking care. But it is possible. And I'm going to leave this on one final song so that we're not at an hour, because I didn't want to make this to be a long, long fucking episode. But I wanted to end up playing these four songs because they're kind of sneak peeks as to what's coming in the next couple of months. But I also wanted to give you guys a heads up on why I haven't been doing a regular podcast. And so now you know. This is different. Long time listeners have heard this song, the studio version of it, and know it's Mirror Nocturne and by Rebel. Then this is the song that gave me the idea to do the Persona Chrome Crucifix. You know, with a male and female trading leads. And this is the live version of Defiant Hearts. After this, we're just going to roll right into the outro, and we'll catch you guys again next time. Always be good. Always be safe. Never, ever stick your finger where you wouldn't stick your face.
Sovereign Arena! They try to tell us that love, it's a liability. They want us isolated, trapped in our own private servers. But tonight, we prove that two hearts beating sync is a signal they can never jam. Please, help me welcome to the stage the real soul of the resistance, Mirror. Tracking my soul, big brother's chains wanna lock down my goal. In this concrete cage where the cameras don't sleep, I carve your name in the shadows I keep. They wiretap my thoughts, try to cage my rage, but your love's the spark that burns through the stage. We're rebels, baby, dodging their scans, holding you tight in this dystopian land. No chip in my veins, no leash on my heart. We'll tear the system down, never falling apart.
In this world of steel, where the light's gone dim, I'll find you my chaos and sin. The chains can't hold us, their eyes can't see. Our hearts burn brighter than their tyranny. Oh, we'll rise, we'll fight through the endless night. Defiant hearts will ignite.
paint us as traitors for loving our youth. I'm dodging their bots, slipping through their grid. Every scar on my soul screams the life that we live.
Yo, whispers my shield in this war-torn haze while the satellites hunt us through these endgame days.
I'll hack their mainframe, crash their control. For you, I'd burn this whole system to coal.
We're outlaws, darling, with sparks in our veins. Together we'll dance in their acid rain.
In this world of steel, chains can't hold us, their eyes can't see. Our hearts burn brighter than the tyranny. Oh, our eyes will fight through the endless night. Defiant hearts will ignite the light.
Woo! Defiant hearts!
Beneath their towers where the lost ones fade, I carve our they've made. The cold commands can't silence my song. Your heart beats the rhythm that carries me on.
Through static and lies, I'll find you in time. Our love's a beacon, no darkness can bind.
The drones may scream, their sirens may wail, but my soul's your shelter, our truth won't fail.
In a shattered world, we'll stand and defy. Two hearts unbroken beneath the cruel sky.
They track every move, but they can't cage desire. Our love's a virus, setting their circuits on fire. Your voice in my dreams, it's my only escape. We'll rewrite the stars in the surveillance state.
No walls can stop us, those screens can divide. With a glitch in their code, with you by my side.
The sirens and ash, I'll reach for your hand.
I love the rebellion, they'll never withstand. Don't kill my dreams. Got a bounty on my head, my face on the screens. But your touch is the fire that rewrites the scheme. I'm sprinting through alleys where the lasers burn. Every step's a vow, which you I'll return.
Their AI gods wanna predict my fall, but love's the code that crushes their core.
We're ghosts in their grid, slip through their chains. Two sparks in the dark will ignite the flames.
In this world of steel, where the light's gone dim, I'll find you, my love, through the chaos and sin. Their drones can't hunt what their systems can't read. Our love's the signal that their laws can't bleed. Oh, we'll rise, we'll fight through the endless night. Defiant hearts will ignite the light.
When the cameras fade,
hey,
and the red power falls,
hey,
I'll still hear your heart
through these crumbling walls.
No change, no fear.
I know I said I was going to just like roll into the outro, but I do have one final thought, more like a question. Tell me, should I assume the persona of my rebel or something new? You tell me. I don't really know which way to go. I kind of want to stick with my rebel, but yeah, I'm not really my rebel, but maybe I am.
nuts. Got him. Got him.